under them and yeah, that's what most of the folks had. Mm-hmm.
What do they call that place?
They called it a toilet.
Toilet? Mm-hmm. Did you ever call that place an outhouse?
No, they called it an outdoor toilet. That's what they'd call them.
You ever heard of a privy?
Yes, I have heard some people call them privy, but we never did.
Yes, ma'am. I see. Did any houses around here have the kitchen built away from the house?
I haven't seen any built away from the house, not around Weathersby. Now, ours was that way, away back up yonder where we used to live. And the house that my granddaddy built, 100 years ago, there's one room of it still standing.
Is that right?
And sir, I can remember going there before they left here. And then the first year they was gone, we lived there. And the kitchen was built way off from the other part of the house.
Mm-hmm. Why do you reckon they did that?
Now, I heard somebody, you know that, have you ever been to Biloxi, that Jeff Davis home?
Never have.
Now you ought to go through that.
I'd like to.
I've been through it three times. I used to go to Biloxi a lot because my oldest son lived there. He was the sales manager at the D. Chevrolet place there about 19 years, I believe. And I went down there and back a lot. And I went, first time I ever went in that place, I had one of my nieces with me. We went through it. We both wanted to see it. Well, after that, one of my sister-in-laws went with me, and she had never seen it. Well, I had to go through with her. And then I went and had Ms. down here, one of my neighbors with me, and she wanted to see it, so we went through again. And that's where the old soldiers' home used to be, they called it.
Yes,
the
ma'am.
Confederate soldiers, you know. And I went out there in one of them little cabins and visited one of those old women there one day.
Yes, ma'am.
Her people lived in Simpson County, and one of her sisters asked me, would I find out how she's getting along? And I went to see her. And she remembered knowing my daddy and mother and just laughed and talked. And I've got an uncle and his wife buried in that, what they call the old soldier cemetery there at Biloxi.
Yes, ma'am.
I went in there and hunted their graves, but it's such a big place. Ooh, it's a big place. Till I didn't find them.
Yes, ma'am.
And that kitchen now, Jeff Davis, you know, the kitchen is as far from the other part of the house as from here at that little house up there.
I see. Did you have a little room right off the kitchen where you kept extra dishes or canned goods, things like that?
No, sir, they did. They had bread, big rooms. Some of them had shelves, but most of them would have a long table that they didn't use to eat on, and they called it the cook table.
Yes,
and that's
ma'am.
Where everything landed.
I see. So you didn't have a room that you'd call a pantry or anything mm-hmm. like that?
And old Lady Davis's churn and stick and dash, you know, sitting in the edge of the fireplace there that she used there. And she had one of them big old heavy tables sitting up there in the corner, and her pots and everything sitting there.
Yes, ma'am.
And then her dining table is sitting out way out here further.
Yes, ma'am.
Didn't have dining rooms in days, and didn't have dining room furniture. You just have one table to eat on, the other and settle there, put pots on.
I see. Well, what do you reckon people would call a room like that I was talking about? Would they call it a pantry or safe or what?
I expect they'd call it a pantry.
Pantry. Have you ever heard it called a safe? That other word?
I don't think I have, but now, a lot of people did get to where they had things they called safes, but you bought them and brought them home, set them up in the kitchen, you know.
Yes, ma'am.
They'd have a wire, screen wire door to them.
Yes, ma'am. Well, years ago, did people have certain chores that